Harder times in the United States may translate into harder times in Mexico or Guatemala. Fewer Hispanic immigrants in the U.S. are sending money back home. That's according to a new survey by the Inter-American Development Bank. Only about half of Hispanic immigrants are sending cash. Just a couple of years ago, that figure was close to three-quarters. The weakening economy is part of the reason, according to the bank, and so is a harsher climate for many immigrants in this country. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports.
Since 2000, the IADB has documented phenomenal growth in remittances to Latin America. More people sending more money more often. Until now.
This snapshot in time is not a pretty picture.
Donald Terry manages the bank's multilateral investment fund. He says the overall amount of remittances this year will be about the same as last, some $45 billion. But that's only because the average amount sent is slightly larger. Overall, if trends hold, Terry says about 3 million fewer immigrants here will send money to families back home, mostly in Mexico.
This is the most important and most effective poverty reduction program in Latin America. About 60% of the families that receive remittances would be below the poverty line without those remittances.
Terry says the current economic slowdown is a big factor. 81% of the Latinos surveyed said it's harder to find work now than in recent years. The construction slowdown especially has helped push up unemployment among Hispanics to just over 7%. The rising price of gas and food is pinching many. But pollster Sergio Bendixson found another, even more powerful dynamic. About half of those surveyed said anti-immigrant sentiment is making it more difficult to send money home.
It is also, by the way, clear from a state-by-state analysis that the places where have shown the greatest decrease in remittances over the last 2 years are states that are now renowned for being on the forefront of the anti-immigrant war.
That's certainly the case for one Virginia construction worker who's undocumented and would only give his name as Jose. After his local supervisors in Prince William County passed an immigration crackdown stepping up police checks, Jose said the future was now uncertain and he had to prepare.
No gastamos. Lo que ganamos lo ahorramos.
We're not spending money, he says. What we earn, we save, because we may need it with this new law. About half of those surveyed were in the U.S. illegally, but Bendixson saw a big jump in worries over discrimination, even among legal immigrants and naturalized citizens. About 28% said they were thinking of going back to their home countries. That sounds like success, says Mark Krikorian of the Center for Immigration Studies. He argues that tougher policies can convince immigrants to leave the U.S. on their own.
We're seeing suggestions of that in reductions in illegal crossings at the border, in anecdotes of decreases in business in neighborhoods with lots of illegal immigrants, houses being abandoned. This is just one more data point.
The IADB survey found no evidence that immigrants are leaving the U.S. in large numbers. But Donald Terry does warn of another possible trend. He says if the downturn in remittances leaves more Latin American families in poverty, perversely, more people there might decide to migrate to the U.S. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Washington.